Perils of Civilization, presented by Dr. Norvi Dumaria. Foremost amongst workers in the field of tropical diseases stands the name of Dr. Patrick Manson. His researches into the causation of filariasia led him to discover its origin in the mangrove mosquito. He also made valuable discoveries regarding elephantiasis, and his knowledge of malaria was invaluable to the authorities, who without it could never have built the Panama Canal without appalling loss of life. Very aptly, he has been called the father of tropical medicine. He was born on October the 3rd, 1844, in Aberdeenshire, and died on April the 9th, 1922, at the age of 78. At the age of 22, he was appointed medical officer for Formosa to Chinese Imperial Maritime Customs and sailed for Takao. 5 years later, he left for Amoy, the port of Chang Chau, where we now find him in charge of the missionary hospital. At the moment, he is in his office conversing with Surgeon Commander Guppy of His Majesty's ship Hornet.
You know, Manson, one can't help remarking on the spirit of service that exists amongst the principal officers and professional associations of Britishers at the Chinese treaty ports. The medical men give of their best for the good of the land in which their fate has cast them.
The wants of the poor, and sometimes the fears and despair of the rich, my dear Guppy, give us doctors an opportunity denied to others.
Still, the task of the medical reformer in China must be Herculean, and a successful man in this work will definitely deserve to be called great.
Well, there is much to be cleared away and much to be created, Guppy. Those who have been but a short time in the country know what a wretched thing native medical practice is. A native buys two or three books and begins to practice, and the body of the profession are as ignorant as they are dishonest. And of course, we have to break down native prejudice and fear of Western medical ideas. Still, we're progressing and converting at the same time. Come in.
Will Honorable Doctor consent to see a patient?
Yes, Lai Wang, show him in.
It shall be done, most illustrious one.
Very quaint speech these fellows have, Manson.
Yes, and the amazing thing is that they really mean what they say.
Well, I suppose I'd better leave you with your patient.
Not at all, Guppy. You're a medical man. Stay, you may see something of interest.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to very much.
This way, old hat, one of the patient, most honorable doctor.
Very well, Lai Wang, you may go. Now, sit down. What is your name?
Ali.
How old are you?
19 years.
And how long have you been ill, Ali?
5 years. I cannot work, and I am a burden to my family. My brother has reproached me for my uselessness and very repulsive appearance. He suggests I kill myself out of my misery. Twice I have tried to end my life with arsenic. Twice I have failed. I have heard that foreign healers remove tumors with sharp knives. So failing to kill myself, my brother thought I not could do better than let another kill me.
Well, suppose by good fortune I remove the disease which is causing you so much misery.
It would be a great blessing, Honorable Flesh Cutter.
Of course, Ali, there's always a risk that an operation may prove fatal.
I have tried to kill myself twice, but failed. If you succeed in curing me, so much better. But don't let consideration of my death deter you in anything you care to do. I am not afraid of death.
Very well, Ali. I will admit you immediately. Lai Wang. Lai Wang, take Ali to the ward and put him to bed at once.
Yes, most noble son of noble father. Come, old fat one. I will take you to the ward.
And what is Ali's trouble, Manson?
Elephantoid tumors. Amoy is saturated with elephantiasis. But I've devised a safe surgical procedure and persuaded dozens to undergo it. I only wish I could rid the city of this cursed cholera as easily.
Yes.
The worst outbreak for years. The dead and dying are lying huddled together on the corners of the street.
What are you doing in the matter, Manson?
I've opened an auxiliary dispensary downtown where medicines can be had free of charge. The number of applicants has been enormous. Of course, I do what I can for the patients. Keeps me jogging, I can tell you, Captain.
Yes.
Wouldn't be here now, only have a couple of important operations to do. Come in.
On the nobleman in brass buttons to pay visit to honorable doctor.
Gad, that's someone off my ship, I'll bet.
Admit the gentleman, Lyway.
Yes, most revered one.
I wonder what's happened.
Most jade-like visitor in brass button to see honorable doctor.
Oh, come in, old chap. Do you wish to see me?
I've really come to see Surgeon Guppy, sir.
What's up, Mackay?
Petty Officer Davenport and Gunner Moyle have suddenly taken ill. Captain sent me here to tell you, sir. He thinks it's cholera.
I'll come at once.
And advise your commander to get his ship out of port as quickly as possible, Guppy. Amoy is reeking with a foul disease.
Oh, it seems pretty mean running away and leaving you to fight the epidemic alone.
If you remain, old man, everyone on board the Hornet will be down with cholera. Now you must go. You're on service the same as I am. Neither of us can shirk our duty.
You're right, Manson. Well, goodbye. I'll look you up next time we're in port.
Goodbye, Guppy, old man. Good luck.
Just as he arrived, honorable doctor, soon cholera will go.
I was wondering what all that noise meant.
Government in future send Joss to native doctor. They go to temple to burn paper prayers.
Paper prayers? I wish they'd burn some of the filthy dens in the native quarters while they're about it. Paper prayers, Joss, native doctors, with their alum and their shampooing, when their city needs proper sanitation, proper hospitals and a medical school where students could be trained to combat such epidemics. Oh, I'm tired of all this ignorance and superstition. Has Ali been put to bed?
Yes, honorable doctor.
Has he been prepared for the operation?
Yes, honorable doctor.
Then have him taken to the theater. I will operate immediately.
Some time later, Manson returned to England, where he married Henrietta Thurber. And later, accompanied by his wife, he returned to China to take charge of the new Alice Memorial Hospital. He was later summoned to Tsin to attend that great statesman, Lai Hung Chek, who was reported to be dying of cancer of the tongue. And we now find Manson at the bedside of his famous patient.
There is no need for further anxiety, sir. The operation, which I performed several weeks ago, has been entirely successful.
My thanks, Dr. Manson. I am unable to express in real words, but perhaps I can best express the gratitude I feel towards you. Indeed, you will understand more fully what I mean when you return to Hong Kong.
To have had the honor of serving you, sir, is sufficient reward. I ask for nothing more.
I have known men, Dr. Manson, who have thus devoted themselves to medical work among the Chinese, and who to me are the noblest types of humanity. Men who have buried themselves in some wretched inland town surrounded by squalor, thieves, and disease. And there they have steadily, silently, and successfully pursued their lofty ideal. You are one of these men, Dr. Manson, and I will never forget what you have done for my people, my country, and myself.
In 1887, Manson founded the Chinese College of Medicine at Hong Kong, which was sponsored by the emperor and honored by his name as patron. Strangely enough, it was at this college that Dr. Sun Yat-sen, the future reformer of China, studied. And we now find him chatting to Mrs. Manson prior to the opening ceremony of the great institution.
Mrs. Manson, your husband in opening this college today will give to China's medical students a most priceless gift. The gift of a scientific medical training. I have traveled from the top of China to the bottom, and the sickness and sufferings I have seen are indescribable. But with properly trained Chinese medical practitioners, all these sufferings will be in time alleviated, if not stamped out entirely. And we will owe this wonderful condition to Dr. Manson.
The foundation of this college, Mr. Sun Yat-sen, has been one of my husband's cherished ideals. You know, his heart is in China. He came here as a very young man, and has grown to love and understand this very glorious land of yours.
And we, who think a little deeper than the rest, realize all he has done for our country. He has placed a trail in its medical history, which we who come after him will endeavor to follow as honorably and as nobly as we can. He has given us high ideals to cherish. We will cherish them. He has shown us deeds of self-sacrifice. He has worn himself out in the service of the stricken people of China. and this college will stand as a monument to your husband's endeavors and glorious achievements.
Thank you, Mr. Sun Yat-sen. I fully appreciate the sincerity which prompts your kind words and thoughts of my husband.
They are the thoughts and words of many others too, Mrs. Manson.
Then his life's work has not been in vain.
His life's work will be a glorious example for others to follow, to try and live up to, something sacred to be remembered always. For Dr. Manson is a man to whom China will be eternally indebted, and China will not forget.